didn't follow regulations. I always followed what I believed to be the spirit of the job and my oath of office. If it was possible, given my very limited abilities as a letter carrier, I delivered every letter, every flat, every parcel, every day. My charge was to protect the sanctity and the security of the mail, and I did that. My official duty was to provide universal service to the citizens on my route, and to the best of my ability and judgment, that's what I did. So, with my imperfect memory, biases, the warpage of personality, my confabulatory writer's memory, and a healthy dose of hot air from the starring side of my family, that's what I'm going to try to do here. Tell the story of my time as a mailman in Blacksburg, Virginia, and tell it as best I can. Contents may have settled during shipping. Overture. Your tax dollars at work. I'm blasting my way up the hollow, hauling ass up the dry dirt road past the sign that reads End State Maintenance, driving a 2001 Ford Explorer from the right-hand seat, left leg, stretched across the space where the center console was torn out to allow easy access to the pedals, left arm, ape-hanging across to the steering wheel with its sloppy, slippery linkage, the leaking power steering fluid smelling like industrial aromatherapy. Here, on the northern side of the draw, it is a land of permanent shade. All of the trees are scrub pine. The road, narrow enough that I can reach out and feel my fingertips get whipped by the needles as I'm driving past. This isn't some purpose-built vehicle. I'm driving a plain Jane, bone stock, factory basic left-hand drive car. But for slinging mail on the back roads, it is hard to beat the Explorer. Ford tough, this rusty beast has survived long past the planned obsolescence built into it by the engineers in Detroit, because this thing has got soul, man. Made in America magic that is still pulsing through it 19 hard years after it rolled off the assembly line in Louisville, Kentucky. I'm driving as fast as this old crate will stick to the road, slipping in and out of the coefficient of friction and adjusting my trajectory with a little Kentucky windage at the steering wheel, because I am behind schedule and this route is almost 60 miles long, and besides, this is where Google Girl says I need to be, headed towards the destination of the next parcel, and I would follow Google Girl's voice to the gates of hell like she was Satan's sweetheart, because all summer long I've either been following her, the river, or the passage of the sun across the sky, because without something to follow in this time-warp wilderness, I'm just lost. Not spatially lost. Geographically, I know exactly where I am. I'm where I grew up, in the hardwood, sedimentary Blue Ridge Mountains, the heart of the Appalachians, the place I thought was home. What I'm feeling is a spiritual disorientation. Lost, in the sense that I don't know what I'm doing. Lost in confronting the reality of being back in my hometown at 50 years of age, delivering the mail. When you're delivering the mail as a functionary of the U.S. government during a pandemic, the countryside and the nation itself become something alien and distant. It's all bandit country. Down here at the level of individual mailboxes, time works differently, flattening a finite number of letters and packages and stretching them out over hours, months, and years, spreading the time thinner and thinner, approaching limit zero like a calculus problem, or, as my granny used to say, too much bread and not enough butter. What time is it? What day is it? It's parcel time, the only kind of time that matters anymore, and I've got a delivery to make, one that I've been waiting on since I left the post office that morning. In the back is a long cardboard box, over 3 feet long, and about 6 inches deep. The return label reads, Musashi Katana, Little Rock, Arkansas. I didn't watch Kurosawa films over and over when I was a kid to not know what those words mean. There is a goddamn sword in that box, and the Weird Sisters of the United States Postal Service have sent me here to deliver it. In a clearing at the end of the dirt driveway was a single-wide trailer with a small deck out front. I unasked the Explorer and was carrying the box towards the trailer with both hands, supporting it from beneath, like the guy with the sword on a pillow processing up to the Queen in Westminster Abbey. Through the sliding glass,